Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, this is your girl, your diva, calling in, coming in live to you for another episode of S&M Radio. Okay, y'all got to work with me for a minute. Can you believe it's been so long since I've been on air that I've kind of forgotten how to work everything? So I'm having some technical issues. So bear with me as we get everything situated. Right now, I'm probably going to be on the air by myself until we get everyone in who needs to call and be in. So, until then, I want to tell you guys about some things that's been going on. It's been a while since S&M Radio has been on. Just really going through some personal issues, some life changes, and doing the radio was not one of the things that we were really looking to do at the moment, just trying to stay afloat and keep moving and keep living. So Sasha, have, you know, lost one of my major supporters, and a very dear one of my best friends. So it kind of put a damper on everything and wanting to do the show. Also had a major health crisis. So that also put the show on the back burner. But now that it's summer, a little late in the summer, it's almost August. But anyway, we decided to come back. Been wanting to come back. Maximum Partner in Crime has been wanting to get back on the air, but I just wasn't feeling it. So here I am doing the show, and I'm here by myself making it do what it do. So, but tonight, the topic is, how has dating changed in the last 20 years? I hear a lot of my single friends not, you know, talking about when they were dating and how dating is, how dudes just want to do Netflix and chill. Some don't even want to do the Netflix, they just want to do fucking chill. Whatever the case may be, a lot of females that I know, women that I know, are talking about how dating has become so difficult in this day and age. And I just told Max, it was like, you know what, why don't we talk about it? I know that we haven't been on the dating world a lot, but I think it's a good conversation to have. I was also having one of my friends that is single to come on the show and tell us her point of view of what dating life has been like. How dating has been and what it's like for her in her 30s. Because I hear a lot of women talking about it's hard to find a good man. Where do you find a good man? Men don't come to the door. They don't come pick you up. They don't like to get dressed up. Those types of things. So it's like, okay, what's going on? Why have people taken that point of view about dating? Has social media messed up dating? Has it become too easy to just do hookups or friends with benefits? Just the, you know, the norm where it used to be sort of taboo, but now it's like friends with benefits has become the most, has it become a normal thing? Sleeping with someone on the first date, is that sort of like, is that still taboo or is it expected? Or is it, you know, can you make something come from that? So basically, we're just going to get on the air and we want to talk about that and see what everyone's opinion is. So if you have an opinion and if you are out here, male or female, and you're dating in this new age, give us a call at 929-477-2384. Again, that number is 929-477-2384. And let's talk, give me your opinion. I know when I was out here in the dating world, one of the biggest things in the dating world at that time was LiveLink. I know y'all know about LiveLink. I know y'all know about the telephone thing where you get on the phone and you talking to dudes and females and they do, what's that slang they used to do all the time? Oh, I'm mobile. You get in the chat rooms. You know, that when I was out there talking, dating people, that was the thing. You know, you get in the chat rooms talking to each other. You make dates. You have the ads that used to tickle me were dudes that would say stuff like, oh, you know, I'm mobile. I'm not looking for a meet and greet. I'm looking for a meetup or a hookup, those types of things. That was in my 20s. That was the thing. I know that's a long time ago because I'm going to be 40 this year. So that was a long time ago. Another thing that was popular when I was out there dating was to do friends with benefits, almost, you know, to the point where you're in a relationship, but you're not in a relationship, that was still popular. And then it became the social media age where I've even myself went on a couple of dates. I don't know if y'all remember Black Planet. Come on, I know y'all remember Black Planet. Who don't remember Black Planet? I met a couple of dudes off of Black Planet and went on a date or two with them. And, went on a date or two with a couple of dudes off of Black Planet. One of them was pretty good. The other one, he was kind of iffy. But it was a thing. You know, that was my introduction of dating on social media. Let's see. Hey, Kim girl. Thank you.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. I'm on the air by myself. I'm on the air by myself tonight because my partner in crime is having some technical issues with some things, so I'm running the board by myself, so bear with me. But I'm glad that you called in because I was letting everyone know that, you know, you are a lady in her 30s and you're out here dating in this new social media age. What is dating like? What have you encountered as a single lady dating?
Oh, man. It's kind of tricky dating with social media, like how it is.
Mm-hmm.
31 years old, and so it's like dating isn't dating like it used to be.
Yeah.
Because now it's like men don't want to actually have a conversation with you. They rather text or they rather send messages through your inbox. And so certain things can get misinterpreted.
Exactly. Exactly. I totally agree. That DM is a mess. That's some ish right there. Yeah, because you lose something when you're not able to connect with the person face-to-face or even when you talk to a person because the translation gets lost. I totally agree.
Right.
I'm not a big person, even when it comes, because you know with you and I when we talk, it's like texting gets to a certain point and then it's like, okay, girl, let me call you.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you can always text for so long.
I agree.
And certain things you can't really get out over a text is better if you hear the person's expressions over the phone.
I agree. I totally agree. I have a female friend, and I guess it was the way her phone was set up, that she had an old school phone with the minutes at certain time, but she liked to text me a whole 2-hour conversation, and I was just disgusted. I was like, this ain't gonna work, just call me. So I totally agree with you. It's difficult. I think it's difficult to just have a text relationship, not just a physical romantic relationship, but even a friendship, because there's a moment where you got to just say, okay, let me call you and talk to you. Because I think that's important. That line of communication is definitely important, and especially getting to know someone. Yeah. Well, what else have you noticed in besides social media that has changed in the how long? Not trying to be all up in your business, and if I am, you just tell me. But how long have you been dating? Like, when did you first start dating?
Like, dating seriously? I'll say when I got in my 20s, I say around 23, 24 is when I took dating seriously. And around that time, that's when Facebook started getting popular, because, you know, MySpace was popular. So my late 20s, around 23, 24 is when Facebook really started getting popular. So what I've noticed that has changed besides the social media, I mean, men, they lie anyway, but it makes lying easier. Like, they paint a different picture of themselves than what they are in real life. You know what I mean? Like, I can't describe it. Like, they have you thinking they're one way, but when you really meet them, you're like, wow, you're nothing like what you claim to be on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. You know what I mean? So it makes it easier. I would say it for the women, too. It makes it easier for men and women to lie about who they are and what they are.
Exactly. And that's what I was just about to say, because I hear a lot of men talking about, you know, when women are on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever, we're big about some of us using filters. So when you use these filters and you're taking these glamour shots of yourself on Facebook and these other platforms, so then when a person gets to see you in person, they like, well, damn. I ain't know you look like that, you know, because you're being, I think it makes it, I know a lot of sisters probably going to knock on me and try to beat me up, but at the same time, it gives us the ability to accentuate what we don't want to see, but at the same time, you know that your skin ain't that clear. You know, and it gives us both, men and women, the ability to be untruthful. The thing that I've noticed a lot about dating in this time, in this era, a lot of people don't like to get dressed up. Now, I'm in a committed relationship. I love him to death, but my boo don't even really like, because, you know, his thing is, well, we together, we don't have to date anymore. And I'm like, that's not true. We still need to date. Even if we're married, we need to date. And in that, I think that it's important for us to dress up. I mean, because I think it's important for us to see each other in that light of being dressed up. And going somewhere where, you know, you're around the grown and sexy people, or just grown people of your age range. Because, like I said, you know, you and I, there's about a 9-year difference between us?
Yes.
Yeah, it's about a 9-year difference between us. So when you get 35, 36, you're going to be looking at that more adult, grown, and sexy crowd, because that's where I'm gravitating to. I want to be around more like-minded people. So I think it's really important. I've noticed that a lot of people, especially some men, they don't want to dress up. They don't want to put on the button downs and the nice pants and get the nice shoes. They ain't got to be Stacey Adams, but they could be Stacey Adams look like. You know,
you're right. There's nothing wrong with dressing up every once in a while. It's not wrong with that. And I just thought of something too, like you said that, you know, people don't want to dress up, but that made me think of with the men as far as dating. It seems like they don't want to wine and dine their women. You know, not saying we want it all the time, but they don't want to take the time to really, how can I say, romance us like, you know, a woman wants to be romanced, you know, to get to know us. It's not all about the money, but it's about being intimate, knowing how to be intimate with your woman as well. And nowadays, men don't... Either they have no clue or they're just lazy and don't want to do it.
And I think some of that has to do with us because as women, we have to teach a man or anyone, I don't care who they are, friend, whatever, we have to teach people how to treat us. And if you don't have that expectation of your man or whomever you're dealing with to open those doors and to romance you and do those things, they're not. So if it's not expected, then 6 months into the relationship, you know, you didn't do it. You didn't have him do it 6 months ago. Now 6 months in, it's like, where my flowers at? I want some flowers, but then that wasn't important. You know, you have to make that known. Like for Valentine's Day, I don't like flowers. I kill them instantly. But I told my boo, I was like, I like balloons. And it doesn't have to be like some huge bouquet of balloons. You just go get one of the little heart-shaped balloons, and that works for me. It's because it's what some men fail to realize is it doesn't always have to be 100,000. It's just those simple things to let a woman know that you hear her and you can appreciate those little things that he does as your man and vice versa. Because I know my sweetie, he's a tech dude. Techie is his thing. So when I want to do something or get something from him, I'm not going to go to, oh, I'm going to get him a new shirt or I'm going to get him this. I'm going to get him, you know, some pants or some shoes, because I know that's not what he likes. And I try to hear those things because it's important. Communication is so important, even when you're dating. One thing that I've also heard a lot of women say is there was a young lady on my Facebook page the other day that was a couple of weeks ago was like, okay, so where do you go to meet a good man? Okay. Now, everybody put down the usual places, but then somebody put down Home Depot, and I'm like, Home Depot? You gonna find a good man at Home Depot? It might be. You never know. I mean, because especially if he's a homeowner and he does those things or whatever the case may be, but I think it's important to be able to, you have to find someone with some commonality. And I think some people miss that in each other. They don't get those common things that connect them. But where do you think are some good places to meet men? I say the grocery store because everybody got to eat.
Grocery store. I want to say the mall, maybe. I'm not sure. I've never really thought about it. The gym, maybe. If you're part of a gym, you can meet a man at the gym.
I think anywhere. I mean,
gas station. If you was at the, I mean. I guess it just depends on where you're at the time, I guess. So that's a good question. But I would say it depends on where you're at. I mean, you can meet a good man anywhere. Basically, yeah.
I think if you're open to it, and I know people say, you know, I've gotten a lot of people kind of angry at me. They don't like me on my Facebook page because they'll post questions about relationships and talk about it. And I'll say things like, well, you know, as a single woman, I dated myself. I love myself. And so when my partner, my helpmate came into my life, I felt like I was at a good place. I healed myself. I did some work on me. Not that
right.
I was completely well, you know, but I did need some work on me. And so at that, saying that, I always say to some women, you know, you gotta be open. You can't go into looking for a good man. And again, ladies, don't inbox me and cuss me out, but it's just the truth. You can't go saying, I want a good man, I want a relationship, and you got what we call stinking thinking. If you're still holding on to the stuff that Billy did 10 years ago or Thomas did 5 years ago, and you're still holding on to that stuff, and you're still angry about what he did, and you're clumping everybody into that same boat, you know, you're not going to find somebody, because you're just not. You can find somebody, but it's not the somebody that you need.
Right.
If you continue, you know that you're dealing with bums, and you know that they bums. Why continue to entertain bums? They bummy dudes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Why entertain it? Is it because you need the attention? Well, if you feel like you need attention that bad, sweetheart, then instead of looking for a man, work on you. I mean, because why entertain a situation when you know that situation is bad for you? And it's the same thing with some dudes, you know. If she a bummy ass chick, why keep talking to that bummy ass chick? Why keep entertaining bummy ass chicks, you know, or do that? But again, that's me. So people get
mad. And you made a good point because, you know. And I think it goes, it's deeper than that, really, because you have some people out here who are just afraid of being alone. Like, they have to have somebody. Like, you have some women that just have to have a man to be whole. Like, you know, they just need to have somebody in their life. Like, they rather have a piece of a man than nothing. And it's really sad and pathetic, to be honest. I mean, why lower your standards when you know you don't have yourself together just to say that you have somebody that you know is no good for you? So I do agree with you 100%. Like, no. And I always said, you know, you have to, in order to really and completely love somebody, you have to love yourself first.
Exactly.
And you have to get rid of that baggage.
Exactly.
Or else you're going to continue to be dating your whole entire life, and you're just going to be miserable and unhappy. You're never going to have anybody because you keep bringing baggage into every relationship that you have.
Yeah.
And I know that from experience, you know. So
I do too.
I'm still learning on that. It's a learning process, but, you know, that you made a good point with that, you know.
It really is a learning experience because I found myself, when I was out here in the world dating, I found myself attracting the attention of men that were emotionally unavailable. They were not available to me emotionally. You know, they did not give me, they could give me good dick, but after a while, dick ran out. You know.
Exactly.
If I needed someone that I can depend on, where he at. If, you know, like my booby now, he protects me. He watches out for me. You know, I don't want you out too late. I don't want you doing this. These other bummy ass dudes, they didn't give a damn whether I was out there or not. They didn't care because they did not care. And in that process of me doing that and getting that mess out of my system, I had to address that in me. What was it in me that was continuously attract these bummy dudes that were not giving me what I needed and what I felt like I deserved? And that was one of the conclusions of several that I came to, and I tried my damnedest to work through. But we're all a work in progress. If you get it all figured out at one time, then you're not growing. And if you're not growing, then you're dead. You know?
Right.
So
right.
Every month, week, year, you should be constantly evolving. Even in my relationship now, I'm having to constantly evolve and learn and grow because it's different. You know, it's a different situation. But I think also there are some stereotypes that are still out here amongst the dating crowd of having sex on the first date. They equate that if a woman has sex with a man on the first date, then 9 times out of 10, he is not going to want to continue to date her. Some instances, okay. In some instances,
yeah.
I think that's a personal choice. And
right.
If that man is going there and he's doing that and he's choosing not to be with that woman because of her choice of making that choice of sleeping with him on the first day, then he really wasn't somebody she needed, and vice versa. I think
exactly.
It's a personal choice. Yeah, I think it's a personal choice. And if some relationships have worked out to the best by having sex on the first date. Some people have made marriages work out, you know, because when they slept with each other on the first day. Hey, anything is possible, I say. Do you
right.
feel that there's still that big stereotype, that big thing, that double, let's call it what it is, a double standard if a woman sleeps with a man on the first date in the dating world? Do you still hear that?
I do. And my opinion is, I mean, if you've been dating for a while and you know whether or not you're going to take it to the next level with that person, and you also know whether or not you want to get into a relationship with that person. So
mm-hmm.
by meeting a person, first impression is everything. You know whether or not you're going to have sex with them on the first date. You know whether or not you're going to continue talking to them. So, I mean, I agree with you. It's just a personal choice. I mean, because I know, I'm not saying that I've done it, but
mm-hmm.
I've waited, even though I wanted to.
Yeah.
I didn't want to come across as a hoe, per se,
yeah.
But I have waited to give it up to the man or whatever. But, I mean, it's all a personal choice because you know whether or not what you want to do with that person, whether you want to continue talking to them or not. So it's
mm-hmm.
a personal choice. That's
yeah.
my opinion, too.
Yeah, and I slept with someone on the first date. But we had been talking to each other for about 3 or 4 months before we actually met each other.
Okay.
So it wasn't like, okay, we met each other today, we went out tomorrow, and yesterday we had sex. It wasn't anything like that. But the first date, the first night that we went out, yeah, we had sex. And I really wouldn't call it a relationship per se. We were
mm-hmm.
definitely, we were more than fuck buddies. We were friends with benefits, you know?
Okay.
And it lasted for about a year.
Okay.
You let it go by ear. I mean, but it's like you said, you know what you want. I didn't go into it expecting or thinking that I was going to have sex with this person that first night. I didn't. It just happened. Did I regret it? No. Did he look at me differently because of it? No, he didn't. And I asked him, you know, I even asked him that question. Did you look at me differently? He's like, no, not at all. He's like, I just felt like you were, if he was younger than I was, he's like 5 years younger than me.
Okay.
So I was 29 at the time and he was 24. So it was like, you know, it's like, no, I just felt like you were a woman that knew what you wanted and you were comfortable in yourself and you said what you wanted. I'm like, okay. Now, if that's what he told me to my face and he says mother bullshit, well, I ain't going to worry about that because other people's opinion of me does not matter.
It doesn't. You're right.
You know, so fuck you. It was good while it was black. But, you know, I just think that if that's what you want to do, then I'm not saying go out here and just be loosey-goosey. But like
right.
You said, you know what you want. But at the same time, we as women have to always carry ourselves in a way where we're not labeled. Because if we embrace our sexuality to a certain degree, to that 99.555%, where it's almost 100%, some men are not going to be able to deal with that. And they're
right.
going to label us as hoes, sluts, and everything else because we embrace that part of that sexual nature and we get what we want. And then there are those men that enjoy a woman that enjoys her sexuality. So it's like, you know, it's a fine line and you got to find who and what is for you.
Right.
And work that out. But I really do think that in this day and age, the hookup is still in the forefront. What you think?
I do.
Yeah.
Because nowadays, let's be honest, a lot of men and a lot of women, all they want is sex. They don't want a relationship. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just calling it how I see it, and it's the truth.
Yeah. So I think that and we live in a world where people want things fast. We live in a microwave society. Everyone wants everything
right.
And to get, we've gotten to a point where instead of looking at things from a long-term point of view, some people are looking at that short-term, they want to be short-term satisfied and getting that hook
right.
up. And some people just don't want the complications of a relationship, which is fine. But I think in all things, you should be honest. And you have some people that when a person shows you who they truly are, there are those that don't want to hear it and don't want to listen to that. But you
right.
have to listen to what a person says. Because if they say, you know, I really don't want a relationship. I'm just in it to get what I want and move on. You have to respect that. And if that's what you want to do, if that's the mind frame you're in, and that's a place that you're in, okay, by all means, I say, do you, boo, wrap it up, get the condom, make sure you get your little
Please
test.
Wrap it up.
Please, boo. We got
Please
enough
wrap it up.
STDs going around here, or STIs.
Exactly.
But, you know, people have to be honest, and I think that in this age of instant gratification, a lot of times people have stepped away from being honest with each other and what they're truly looking for and what they really want until they're halfway in the situation. And then it's like, oh, wait, that's what you want? Oh, no, that ain't what I want. No.
Right.
No. That ain't what I wanted after all. And you have to, and now you both stand up there looking stuck because I don't care what people say, those friends with benefits things, somebody is going to catch feelings. I don't care how seasoned you are at it. I don't care how many you've been through. Somewhere, somehow, somebody is going to catch these feelings. Whether they be big feelings, little feelings, in between feelings, feelings are feelings. And
you're right.
You can't always control how that happens. But yeah, I just think we've lost the art of courtship. And that's sad because I go back to the times of my mom talking about how my dad courted her or her other beaux when she was in, I got old in country, said beaux. But with her other, you know, her other boyfriends or whatever, how they dated and what they did and things of that nature. And then I look at the shit that I've been through and it's like, damn, really?
Night and day, girl.
It ain't even night and day. It's like stormy, sunny. It's like a holy storm. Damn. I mean, I can tell you about some of the dates that I've had. They're awful. I remember the date where I went on a date with supposed to meet a guy. And see, I was one of them back in the day. And this goes back to knowing your worth and self-respect and love. So I used to wash it, make it smell good, look good, taste good, right? You know what I'm talking about. Make it look good, taste good, all right. And then I would get my heavy ass in the car and drive it to him, right? It ain't too much wrong with it if that's your thing. But a woman that has self-respect and loving herself is going to make it look good, smell good, and taste good and have him bring his ass to her. But I did. And get there, meet the dude. I'm with my friend. I already told him I'm bringing my friend. Who's a female friend. So he brings his sister. What? Why would you bring your sister? And the sister, she was one of them. She knew what he liked, the food he liked. She had more to say than him. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. You bring it. Well, who am I supposed to be on this date with? Him or his sister? Every time you turned around, it was him and his sister. Even when I came by myself, it was him and his sister. And I'm like, and so I didn't even try to work it out. I just said, you know what? Boom, boom, stop it, drop it, and roll on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was like, my best friend at the time was a guy. He was like, nah, there's some shit in that. That's some shit. Somebody trying to set somebody up. So I'm going to tell you like this, sister. Leave that Negro alone. What his sister doing? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, no, there's some stuff in there. So I said, well, I'm going to tell the sister to call you and talk to him. So he did. And he's like, hell, even when I talked to her, all she could talk about was, I wonder what her and my brother doing. I'm like, oh, no. Mm-mm. Can't deal with that. Oh, yeah, I've had some experiences. I've done some dumb shit in my life, but with living comes growing, knowing and doing better.
Right. You're right.
Knowing and doing better. I don't have no shame because, hell, we've all done some dumbass shit before.
Exactly.
In our lives, you know. But now I can laugh on it and laugh at it and be like, what was I thinking? And it was like I was, when I opened the show up, I was talking about, you know, when you be on the chat lines and you talking to the dudes and they're like the live links and you call them and they say stuff like they're mobile and they're not looking for meet and greets. I'm like, Lord have mercy. Now they never fall for nothing else. But, you know, looking for meet and greets and I don't know. Dating is definitely, it can be an adventure if you look at it with that mindset. It can be very fun, and then it can also be painful and embarrassing. But it's just how you choose to look at it, because everyone, I think sometimes people go into it with the mindset of thinking that this person is going to be the next person that they're going to be with. Oh, he's going to be my husband, or he's going to be my boyfriend, or she's going to be my wifey, when in actuality, it's just a date. You know, sometimes you may get one, sometimes you may get two, three, or four, but then it doesn't mean that they're going to be in your life permanently. And you have to look at it like that. So anything else you want to add, Kim, to the conversation? I guess I don't know.
no. Okay. Like, you covered everything. I mean, it's, like I said, it's hard dating. I'm not really single. I can't say I'm single. I can't say I'm in a relationship because it's complicated, because I'm talking to a dude that's long distance. So
okay.
He lives in Columbia. You know where I live at, in Augusta. So
yeah.
We've been talking ever since, this year will be 7 years we've been off and on. And so the thing is with me and him, it's like with my schedule, it's kind of busy for us to get together with his schedule. And it's kind of hard, even when you're trying to make even when you're in a relationship and you're trying to make it work, it's hard as well too, when there's other things, you know, keeping you from, you know, spending time with that person as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It could go either way. Even when you're in a relationship, when you're trying to date, I just say, if we're not friends on social media, because we tried that. And it's like, yes, it's like, you know what? I deleted myself off his Facebook page, because, girl.
Yeah.
That's a whole other story for a whole other show.
Oh, yeah. I can understand.
Yes.
Yeah, long-distance relationships are complicated. They can be very complicated. And somewhere in there, you got, because I was in one for a minute, and then it was just like, well, you know what? I'm just going to stay. And I'm like, okay. That's kind of how it happens. It was just like, come for a visit, and I'm just going to start. I'm like, okay. So that wasn't a, but like you said, being in a relationship is definitely a relationship in itself, because you have to get to know each other in that relationship,
right,
and find out those things. Because, you know, we change over the years. People change in what they
Thank
used to
you.
Do. They
people
do.
Change.
Yep. Yeah, people do change. Your wants and your needs change. So being that, and the only thing I can say is compromise. You have to put it in stone that we're going to do this, and this time, this day, and there's nothing that's going to interrupt it, because that's what we're going to do, you know? And
because
you have to carve out that time for each other, even if it's nothing but an hour conversation. Okay, on this day, we're going to have an hour conversation, no interruptions, no clicking over, no nothing. It's just you and I. And make it,
right.
And make it work, you know, because if it's what you want, you have to make it work the best of your ability. And sometimes they just don't, but I wish
and
you
both.
And
that's the key word you said. If that's what you want, you have to want it.
Yeah.
Not to force it. You have to want it, first of all.
Yep. Yep, you do. You do. You most certainly do. And when you get it, you know, I've learned that a relationship is like a garden. You have to tend to it. You have to weed it. And you have to love on it in order to make it flourish and to make it grow, you know. And that's what you have to do with your relationship and your marriage or whatever it is that you're going into. You have to nourish it.
Right.
And you have to be protective of it. I'm very protective of my relationship. I'm very protective of it. To a point where a lot of people don't even know what's going on. Only a select number of people in my immediate circle know the most intimate details of my relationship. And one of them, she's, you know, my best friend, she's passed on. And she was one of the ones that knew dang near almost all of it. So that's taking the secret to the grave to a whole nother level. So,
right.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't put a lot of it out there. I don't put out there we're fighting and I hate his guts. I may tell him, but I don't put it on social media. I tell him, I can't stand your ass. And then I go on about my business. But, you know, you have to be able to do those things and
right.
laugh at each other and just, you know, keep fighting at it, girl, because if it's what you want, you know, it's what you both want, you'll make it happen, and y'all will come to that meeting, that meetings of the mind, and say, hey, somebody got to do something. You know?
Right.
Somebody got to come closer somewhere, somehow. Somebody got to do something. Well, I don't want this to get cut off, so I'm going to end the conversation. Oh.
Hello?
Hold on a minute. I'm getting hand gestures from people over in the peanut gallery. They give me hand gestures about stuff and pointing at me. I heard you. I got your hand gestures and what you were saying. Get on back out of here, man. This is a female zone.
You put the wrong topic in the wrong top conversation.
What you had to come in here? You've been gone all this time, and then here you come.
I hit one to be put in, but you ain't want to put me in because you want to be SOK radio. You ain't slick. I ain't stupid. You want SOK radio today. It's all right. Go ahead. I'm going to sit back here and laugh at y'all.
But we had. What you laughing for?
Stuff y'all saying.
We telling the truth.
No, y'all ain't. Some of it, yeah. Most of it is like, where y'all get that finger from?
What thinking?
About, you know, all that stuff you were saying. I can't go back because that was back 30 minutes ago. It's like, shoot. I'm just sitting like, huh? What they think you for? That's why you need some testosterone when you talk about relationships.
What?
Even stuff out. You got to even stuff out.
Mr. Asshole in the house.
Okay. That's right. Straight forward
up front. Oh, I'm sorry. What's your name is? Dr. Phil.
That's right.
A.K.A. the Black Dr. Phil.
That's right.
Max Rice.
The real Black Dr. Phil.
The real Black. Oh, yeah, because someone stole your name, didn't he?
Yep.
You better go trademark.
Gotta be a nigga, too. No, I'm talking about niggas selling our stuff.
Well, they do that all the time.
Exactly. So that's why I ain't surprised.
Well, you better go trademark.
Yeah, I'm going to do that because you niggas ain't that smart. So.
Wow.
A real black Dr. Phil.
That's right.
Well, you better start putting the real on there.
I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know somebody had something to say about my name one time. Because I, you know, the DJ called herself here in Atlanta. She calls herself Sasha the Diva.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, you know what? Fuck y'all. That's why I'm certifiable.
That's right.
Oh, well, you gave me that.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of an insult. You called me certifiable.
It is certifiable.
No, you didn't say it was certifiable. You called me certifiable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which means you got credentials.
Okay.
You ain't just a wannabe calling yourself a diva.
Diva.
Exactly. You like what's that? Tony, what's the Tony Jackson sister?
Tamar.
Yeah, she ain't no diva. She just claims she a diva. She ain't no diva.
Okay.
Because she gets coins.
Coins.
Coins. Yeah, whatever.
Coins.
She needs to get some dollars. I need four cores to make a dollar.
He is in the house. Making sound, they're making all kind of gestures in the peanut gallery. Oh, well.
Y'all go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. So what's your opinion, Dr. Phil?
Well, my thing is, I forgot what y'all were talking about, but my thing
you
is.
They talk about dating.
You too. I'm talking to the audience.
Cause,
you know, mm-hmm. But you know, a man already know who you are before he even talks to you.
Okay.
Because if he comes to you and talks to you,
mm-hmm.
and he's still in player mode, and you don't to, you know, give him your time and suck up the word that he's saying, then he already know. Well, I'm gonna get this. She easy prey. Because I'm a player. She can't see I'm a player.
Mhm. So how are we supposed to see if you're a player?
Easy. Don't go back. Just remember what you did back in your past to get the last 15, 30 guys in that. And chances are he gonna be at just like the last one. Hey, baby girl. Hey, mom. Hey, sexy. Hey, babe. Those are all nigga lines. What about going to a woman and saying, hi, how are you? My name is.
Well, now some of them have gotten to that point where they've up there play a game and they'll come at you saying, hey, how you doing?
No, it's not hey.
Hi, how you doing?
Not hi. How are you?
Oh,
it's proper
okay.
English.
Oh, because we're not conversating. We're conversing.
Exactly. It's conversation. You have to talk to a person. Now, you can't talk to them like, you know, you already know. You got to talk to them like you don't know. Hi, how are you?
Uh-huh.
Nice to meet you. Nice to
you. You too.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So we don't do that.
No. Y'all just...
We just fall for it.
Yeah, it's like whatever...
That's not true.
It's what I call nigga terminology. Whatever nigga terminology is out there, that's what you have to... Especially most black folks, you have to do because that's the final thing to do. Because everybody else is out there. Because you're talking about, oh, my hair is fierce and my face is beat. It's kind of like, okay, you got grown ass people out here, 45 plus years old, using nigga terminology, which was meant for little kids. You can't do that. If you still got the mindset of saying, bae, you know, baby girl.
Hey, baby girl.
Exactly, baby, you a grown ass woman. If I call a grown ass woman a little girl, she'll get pissed off at me.
Hey, princess.
Know. You ain't no princess.
Yes, I am. Yes,
yeah,
I am.
Once again, you two girls, you're a queen. If you want to take it from you, a black queen.
I mean, it does have a lot to do with your mindset. And when you go to that point of, you know, social media has exposed the weakness of our people, in the generation of our people. Because we have a lot of people out here where they need attention. And any way that they can garner that attention, they will.
I got women on my Facebook page always putting on their page a sexual dumb question about how long should you suck a dick? How long should you eat pussy? You a grown ass woman. If you don't know them things, keep your legs closed and your mouth shut.
Why you a grown woman? Why you asking shit like that anyway?
Exactly.
And then you wonder why. I mean, it was like I had a on my page, and she put, you know, about how she attracts the same kind of losers. And I'm thinking, but why you keep giving them attention?
Right.
That's all she knows.
Why are you giving them attention? Why are you even entertaining that bullcrap?
Because it's a newfound thing. You want to get a woman to talk to you. You don't say nice things. You say something negative. I see it because it's like, you know, you got a big ass. Oh, you sexy. Oh, you beautiful. You a black queen. I would love to get to know you. But that one little comment says, your ass ain't that big. You ugly. That's when she gonna come back with 1,500 words, quick, fast, and her.
You fat bitch.
Exactly. Now she gonna get pissed off from that because of that one little comment. Instead of being focusing on the nicer comment, say thank you, I appreciate it, and going about the business.
Exactly. I mean, and I've had those in my inbox. You know, they'll be on there talking all that jive and gibberish, and then when I say I'm not interested, now I'm a fat bitch, and I'm all this. And I'm thinking, how is that going to get you anything? I mean, that's not going to get you anything with me, because
right.
that doesn't attract me. That doesn't make me want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mindset of people. I mean, like we've had discussions before about just because you're supposed to be a certain age, just because you're 35, 45 years old, you would expect these people to act that way. But just because you are that way does not mean that, just because you're that age doesn't mean you are mentally or you know how to act.
See, you see the more fools out there because Facebook is where people put their business out.
Mm-hmm.
About their baby daddies, about work, about their kids being arrested. It's kind of like, why are you putting that on Facebook? Even wonder why you can't get a good man. You're like, well, damn, your kid's 15 years old. He just bought a car. I want to get to know you or your kid because you ain't controlling
you
your kid.
You had somebody on your page, kid 15 years old, a car?
I don't know what they know. He ain't still a car. It was something big because it was facing about 15, 20 years. There's two of them.
They both did something.
He's like, this is my son's mugshot. She had both their pictures setting up. I'm like, what possessed you to put that up there? That's something you should have just kept quiet, because now if I was looking to talk to you, now I'm saying like, damn, she got some trouble ass kids. Let me back out of this. I don't want to talk to her no more.
But some people will still talk to her because it's not about talking.
Those are the
kind that you fucking leave. You hit and run.
Exactly.
Oh,
so I'm talking about somebody good in their life.
But if he was wanting somebody good in his life and you posing questions about how long you suck dick, how long you supposed to do,
he's gonna, you know.
Just
on your page just for the photos and the comments on your page. But other than you getting to say, I'm gonna take you out and show how a real man should treat a woman. No, it ain't gonna happen. He gonna look at you like,
he's thirsty anyway. Do they still say that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know.
If men is thirsty, women are dehydrated because, Lord, I ain't seen. This is like the selfie age right here. It's like if you ain't posting a good 10 selfies in a day, you know, something wrong.
You lame.
With you. Yeah, something wrong with you.
You lame to the game.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm lame.
I'm lame too, so.
Yeah, y'all just got some sense. That's all.
We just lame.
Yeah, we lame. And I guess we're going to stay lame.
Yeah, I'll stay. Okay, I'll be lame.
She posts more pictures than she does working out. And videos, it's like, okay, you can see your big ass walking on a treadmill, but how long do you actually stay on the treadmill? You got all these stuff in these videos, you're on a treadmill, but, you know, chances are you probably only stay 5 minutes on the treadmill and
work out.
Come on now.
Oh, God.
That's too much right there.
He is on one.
I'm just telling the truth. The real black Dr. Phil.
He is on one tonight. Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, giving you the man's opinion when you see this stuff.
I mean, I don't disagree because I see the same family. And I'm thinking to myself, like, wow, okay.
And just like I was talking about in the car, you see more women get more love in their picture than you do men. You see, it could be a close picture of a woman taking a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're good.
Mm-hmm. She'll get, with clothes on, she'll get about 60, 70 likes and about 10, 20 comments. You let a man post a picture up in there, he's lucky to get 5 likes and probably 2 comments.
I don't know.
So, you know, that's a certain right here. It's, to me, social media is meant for women and not men. But I know what you said about the Tay Diggs thing, but see, he's a...
I'm just saying on Instagram, from what I hear, Instagram, that more people on Instagram are able to, it's more freeing to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not on Instagram.
I know people on Instagram, it's like it's a free fall. I mean.
Yeah. So I've heard that on Instagram, there are men on there that they're taking their selfies in. They're taking the selfies in the bathtub with the bubbles.
And then those same females calling them niggas gay. What the hell you got bubbles in the bathtub for? Who be blowing them at? That ain't me. Oh, booty hugging. That's what they saying.
Oh, God.
Because, too, I see this in this one group. Do you think male strippers are gay? And
I've seen that, too.
Huh?
I've seen that question in other groups.
Yeah, and a lot of females are like, yeah, they gay, but why are you going?
I'm gay. Well, I was in a group, and that question, she posted a picture of a male stripper performing.
Mm-hmm.
And her and this other woman were like, oh, I couldn't do that. I couldn't go look at no male stripper. And I'm like, well, you know, to each his own. Because to me, I look at it, it's no different than a man or even a woman going to see female strippers. It's just, to me, it's just entertainment.
Entertainment, right.
Yeah,
it's
just entertainment.
Females can go see another female stripper because it's not. That's the thing to do, you know, it's
a... But a man, well, I don't expect to see any men going to see another man strip. If he do, that's his thing. I ain't knocking you from doing nothing. I ain't going to be like, ugh, what are you over in here for? It's supposed to be for women.
They won't even let me in the club.
No, they wouldn't.
They won't even let me in the club.
Mm-mm, but their thing was, it was nasty and it was unclean, and it was all this other stuff. And I'm like, well.
You're not saying them 5 kids and 10 baby dads you got, too, but I guess you ain't looking at it like that.
How you know they got 5 kids and 10 baby dads?
I'm talking about the female saying all this stuff. I mean, let's be for real. You done had all these things in your mom, and not one of you was married to. You probably ain't get past a 1-year relationship on the dick you had in your mouth. Come on, now. Let's be for real. Let's be for real.
Wow.
But you're
going to
call a stripper nasty. I don't care if male or female.
You're going to
call
nasty.
Yeah, that's right.
You just say that.
Yes, I did.
I'm cutting
like,
you off.
Let's look at the gift horse in the mirror. Okay.
I don't have to, because that ain't me.
I'm just saying. Look at yourself in the mirror and be like, okay. How many selfies have I took of my ass sticking out my boobs out because I wanted some attention? How many men have
I mean, you don't even have to do that. They don't even have to do that. You're just taking selfies. But if that's what people, like I said, there are a lot of people in the world, I think that social media and all these different platforms, they just like the keyboard thugs, you know, social media has given keyboard thugs the courage to say some of the foul-ass shit they say. It has given some of these narcissistic-type personalities a platform to do what they do. I mean, it just is what it is. It don't make sense to me. It doesn't have to because it's not something that I live. But that's what they do. And it's just Just like they want to say social media has exposed weak relationships.
Yeah, because you're more apt to put yourself out there.
I think it's just people feel in this time and age that nothing is secret. It goes back to our sexual preferences and what we are willing to do. You never heard so much about quote-unquote black women talking about sucking dick. They did. They may have. Yeah. Hell, our mamas and grandmamas may have sucked dick, but you didn't hear about it.
No, but in today,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's true. They were doing it. They, you know.
I mean, fucking dick been going on since the 1400s. The Elizabethan age, they had dick sucking under them little tarps they were swinging.
And that's the thing. We see stuff and we want to be a follower because, I don't know, I think black people, it's just, majority of us, it's just in us to be following because we want to be with the in crowd instead of over here being by ourselves.
I don't think that's a color thing. I think that's just a human nature thing.
See, to me, it's a black thing because
mm-hmm.
I see stuff that's like nowadays, like back in the day, they used to say, you know, you see white people want to go towards the trouble and say, what happened? What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go see what happened. But
when black folks see somebody run, they run away.
Exactly, but nowadays, it's just the opposite. You see black folks run by, oh, we got to get the hell up out of here. Black folks will sit there and say, oh, we got to do this for the bond, the black bond. It's a shootout, stupid. Why you don't sit there and try to film it?
Police brutality. I'm woke. I'm woke.
Uh-huh.
I'm record you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just a sign of the times. That's what it is. I think I often see on social media, on Facebook, the meme where they fucked up when they gave black folks the internet.
They did
when they gave us these damn camera phones.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our asses do not know how to act. We do not know how to act.
A lot of them don't know how to act.
Don't know how to act. When it comes to these camera phones and what you're supposed to use them for. But anyway.
No. That goes back to being more the dating thing because people are going to see what's on your page.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to make a judgment call by what they see. If
mm-hmm.
you're always putting your business and your out there for anybody to see and comment on, they're going to look at you and be like, well, why would I want that in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stay away from you. But the no good people are going to be like, oh, she a dumbass. Let me go over here and see if I can pull her and do something stupid for me. And you wonder why you 40, 50 years old, you saying, look, there ain't no good. No, your face shit. That's why you saying that. Your rep has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you out here, you know, like we were saying before, you got a lot of porn stars out here that are married. Now, you're going to look at them and be like, wait a minute. What's wrong with him?
Granny porn.
Yeah.
Granny porn.
He said granny porn.
Yes, granny. As in your grandmama, doing porn. No, that's just too much. Green porn? Damn. See, that's what you get, talking about granny porn now. Stuff falling on me. Go with them consumption. All that coughing you doing.
It's alright.
A small space.
It's alright.
Just blow back your
arm.
Yeah. It's in my mouth. Hey, how am I supposed to, what? I didn't. It's just everywhere. Particles. Particles. It's everywhere. Your germs. I don't want to be sick.
So all y'all out there, I don't care if you're a man or a woman, keep your stuff off of social media.
Well, I don't think social media is just the whole cause of dating being harder.
It is.
I don't think it's just social media. I think it's a mindset of people who, like, Kim and I were talking, people have lost the art of courtship. And that's not all just because of social media. People don't want to get dressed up. They don't want to go places. They want to knit, chill, and fuck.
Well, and that's because that right now that's the normal thing to do.
That's the norm.
If you look at what's the one before Facebook, the site, you know what I'm talking about?
Black Planet.
No. No, I'm talking about the white one.
Black Planet.
You know that old one before Facebook came up.
What you say, Kim?
I was laughing.
Oh.
Oh, well, I forgot. You know.
Oh, you talking about the little white dude?
Yeah.
Matt.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. That's social media stuff. Now,
what was that thing called?
I forgot. But ain't nobody out
there. Time share.
But that's the thing. We back in those days, it was more of.
Oh, you talking about tags?
No. Even a tag, that's where all the holes are at.
Male and female.
Oh wow.
Well, I forgot what
it's
but
true.
If you go back in those days, there wasn't a whole bunch of selfies. There wasn't a whole bunch of stuff about your person, like, oh, well, we're about to go do this, and we're about to go, you know, see this, or my baby daddy did this, and my girl did this. No, it was more of, we're going to go to this site, it's like a little site you can go in and get.
And you build up your stuff.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I just can't think of the name of it.
That was what it was all about. It wasn't on this posting up selfies and cussing out somebody just because they ain't like your meme or what they you said in their
page. Or you stole one of their memes.
Yeah, exactly. It was But now we jump into the Facebook era. It's kind of like, oh, it's selfie galore. We got to have selfies up here. We got to do videos. And females, you looking at yourself looking real stupid because every time you get on Facebook Live, you're flipping your hair every 5 seconds. Like, it's going to make you prettier than what you are. No, you're still ugly. So stop flipping your hair. It ain't going to make you look no better. It doesn't make you look more slower. So for real, if you're going to get on Facebook Live, talk about something. If you're going to go see that movie, Girl Trip.
Yeah.
Talk about Girl Trip. Don't get out here talking about, hey, y'all. How y'all doing? I'm just bored. Okay, well, take your ass to bed. Teach your kids some ABCs.
Oh, Lord.
Get your financial problems in order. I mean, come on now. Let's be for real.
Oh, Lord.
That's why you need to be on here.
No, you need to go home.
No, you too nice.
We was having a nice, friendly conversation.
Sometimes the town keeps getting friendly because the truth is not friendly
towards
you.
No, we was having a nice, friendly conversation.
Y'all have a girl chat.
Exactly. We was having a nice woman-to-woman conversation.
Uh-huh.
We were keeping it friendly.
Uh-huh.
We were keeping it PG.
Uh-huh.
And we were keeping it PC.
You know, PC on the show? You know
yes,
that?
We do.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't. We're going to tell you the truth.
I told the truth.
No, you didn't.
It's the way to tell the truth. You ain't got to punch people in the throat.
You were just sugarcoating stuff.
I wasn't sugarcoating. I said it how I wanted to say it.
Yo, you got a lot of people out here right now talking about their grandma. Okay, I'm going to give you the grown folks talk.
We are grown. We're supposed to be.
And that's
but,
grown folks talk.
You know, we don't want to. We don't want to alienate our listeners.
They'd be all right. They probably should be taking selfies while they listen to the show.
Oh, God.
What? I'm here listening to the show. Click, 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 click. Listen to the show.com. Click, 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 click.
What? Okay, what's the worst date you ever had?
Worst day ever.
Yeah. I can't imagine. Oh, you probably sucker punched her with your words. Hit her in a solar plex and lost her breath.
No.
She probably still laying there.
No. I really haven't had none because it was. I talked before I even decided I want to date or take you out somewhere than that.
Yeah, but everybody done had a bad day.
No, that's the thing. I can meet somebody. Let's just say I was saying I meet somebody today. Chances are I won't go out with them until 3-4 months down the road. Because I got to see if they're worthy enough for me to take them to, you know, a movie or even to dinner.
So
if you
say, so they got an interview.
That's what dating is an interview. If I don't like what I see, then I'm going to be like, oh, no, I'm sorry. We can be friends. But that's all we can be is friends.
What are you saying? You'll be in your head like that.
No,
like, you know. Like, so I can see you. I'm the only one who sees you.
Exactly. Like, oh, woe is you, because I don't want you.
Woe is you?
Yeah.
Woe is you.
Woe is you. Like, I don't think this is going to go anywhere. It's not. I'll be like, no, okay, we dated for 5-6 months, and I'm like, you know what? And now this ain't working out. Mm-hmm. But as far as bad dating, no, because if you interview the person before you even try to hire them for the job, see if they qualify for the job, that's the biggest part.
Well, I think that interview process, you can interview a person. But I don't think that you, how can I say it? I guess my thing is, when I used to interview people, and probably where I messed up was, I didn't think that there was anything wrong with having a first-time interview, and then, you know, oh, we'll meet and have coffee or have lunch, and then I interview you some more. Because I'm a face-to-face kind of person.
Well, that's the thing. Back in the day, like what I was saying, back in the day, you'd have to get dressed up, get the Mac game right, hit the club or wherever you're going to get through your Mac in there, and Mac face-to-face. Now you don't Mac face-to-face no more. You don't talk face-to-face no more. Everything's done in front of a computer screen or in front of your cell phone. So you don't get that person's voice reflection if they're lying or not.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get a little tremor in their voice talking about, yeah, girl, I love you. You'll get a little. But you
and see,
get
that's
it.
One of the ones, too. Like, people don't want to, just want to text. They don't want to call and say, hey, I'm thinking of you or whatever, whatever. They just rather be in your inbox or they just rather send a text.
That's the same. Because that's a new. Like, I was in this group, and it was like a little post up, and it says, would you date anybody in this group? I was like, hell, we already date. We already know how you like your dick sucked, your pussy ate, whether or not you like flowers, whether or not we're going to take a girl to a nice restaurant or not. We already dating. I already know a lot about you, so when we sit there in front of each other, what am I going to ask you? I already know how many kids you got. I mean, you know.
But I think sometimes it in... I think that's what a lot of people feel like. They have to meet each other so fast where they used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
They still do nowadays.
Because after a while, you talk so much, you're not going to, people feel like they don't have anything to talk about. But I feel like if you don't have anything to talk about with an individual, then that means that you don't know them. And you don't really have a lot in common. Because if you find out that you have things in common with a person, then you should be able to have a conversation about those things, no matter how minute they are. You should be able to have a conversation about those things. But I tell you one thing, I do think that social media, texting, and these computer screens and these phones have taken away our ability to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We don't know how to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how to actually, and people are always talking about, well, children don't, you know, we should limit the amount of social media that kids have. Well, we need to limit the social media, the amount that their parents have, because if you're sitting on the sofa with your child and you and your child both got your head buried in a phone, to me, that's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting at a dinner table and both of you all, none of you out of four of you, can sit there and put your phones down and have dinner, to me, that's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and you need to, it needs to be changed. You need to limit that.
Social media is being your kids' garbage and you ain't controlling.
And you wonder how they get exposed to all the trash that they get to. Well,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Your 13-year-old is doing exactly what you do, because why? They see my mom.
They see you doing it. They don't even have to see your page. They see you doing it. You know, they see what you're doing. And if you allow a 13-year-old kid does not need to have a Facebook page.
Why? Because all the other 13-year-olds have one.
No.
That's what I'm going to say.
I think that Facebook as one of the largest media platforms, I know it's supposed to be open to everyone, but as one of the largest media platforms that there is, and they know that there's so much out here, I don't understand why they don't limit that. Because 13 years old, you're not comfortable enough to know right from wrong.
Because that's the parent's
right.
decision, not Facebook.
True. I agree.
It's kind of like you got liquor sitting in your house, you know, not locked up, and your child, you know, goes on a drinking spree, and then goes out here and does something, falls off a cliff, and you know, you can't sue the maker of the liquor.
Beef eater.
Huh?
Beef eater.
Yeah, exactly. You can't sue, you know, Smirnoff Ice and
Beef Eater Gin. I don't know why that came to my mind.
Beef eater.
if an alcohol name is Beef Eater and you are the beast and it can eat you, That tells me that you should not be drinking this shit.
Mm-hmm.
If it's got, who's the beef? Where the beef come from? Is there beef in it?
They can multi, I don't know.
It's gin.
Well, gin as well is thick. That's one thing I think.
Gin is thick?
Well, maybe that one was thick.
No.
No?
Vodka is the one that'll get frozen and get thick.
I don't know. You got that.
You can freeze vodka and it'll get thick and slushy.
Mm-hmm.
Gin doesn't do the same thing. It's just a name.
You gotta do what that name is.
No, I ain't that interesting. Anyway, go ahead. I'm off that. I just went on a little tangent. I'm sorry.
But, you know,
my ADHD.
Got to know yourself before you know somebody else.
Well, that's why I said, you know, because you gotta be able to be with you before you can go out here talking about being with somebody else. And a lot of people don't know how to do that. And a lot of people are bringing a lot of leftover baggage into their relationship, and then they wonder why it's not. I mean, if you think that all men are shit, then you're going to keep running into shitty men. If you think that all women are gold diggers and hoes, then you're going to keep, because you're speaking, you know, you speak that into your existence. But if you deal
right.
with why you think all women are bitches and hoes, because that's what my daddy called my mom, well, then you need to deal with your daddy and why he called your mom a bitch and hoe.
Wait now. What was he calling her bitch
in
the hole in front of everybody
while
I wasn't in the
bedroom?
Either way.
Because maybe he liked to call her bitch in the hole in the bedroom. Either way. Nah, while he was whooping her ass, he was calling her a bitch in the hole. I don't know. But either way it goes, you need to deal with that. Bitch in the hole. Or, you know, like that video clip that I saw of where the dude talking about of if a black woman is 32 years old, over 30, and not married, my daddy always says she's crazy. Motherfucker, is you crazy? That's not true.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
What is you blinking so hard for?
I'm just laughing at that part. Like,
that shit ain't true.
If people go, you're going to have people who will believe that, just like they believe Mama Pope and her little rent. You got a lot of people looking at that page, you got a lot of them like, yeah, girl, uh-huh, they agree. And well, I'm like, but you didn't listen to the whole story closely, though. She said, if I got to help you wipe the cold out your eye, you didn't see nothing wrong with that?
What's wrong with wiping the cold out your eye? That was me.
Oh, she was wiping the cold out of his eye.
Yeah.
He ain't got enough gumption to do it himself?
No. It wasn't about him not having the gumption to do it. It was about she was there. She was carrying him. She was holding him up.
And some things you got to, it just should be in you to do by yourself. You got to wipe the cold.
But that was her point.
If you go back and
listen to everything that she said, I gotta carry you. And that was part of the carrying you.
And if you gotta do all that and close wipe the coat out your eye, wipe the coat out his eye, then what made you stay so long?
And that's why she asked. That was the point. That was her point. Is she crazy or is it just ridiculous?
Both.
That was her point.
But what is
because
it?
Because her thing, her thing was she been carrying him. She even wiped the coal out of his eye. And then what did he do? He'll go and get a white girl that's wearing braids in her hair and think, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's ridiculous. We're ridiculous for we as black women are ridiculous. Is it ridiculous or is it sorry that we put up with so much bullshit from a man and we do and we carry them, but then when they get on, when some of them get on and they get something, they leave us for a white girl with braids in her head.
Well, take your sisters then.
But her point wasn't just a